Welcome back, everybody, to Comics Through Plays, the finale, the final episode of this arc.
Yeah.
Maybe of all time, if Tyler gets off his ass and does something.
We'll see.
We'll see. I am Chris. I am your GM for the last time of 13th Age, at least for this arc. Who else is here?
I am Garrett. I'm here, and I am Vic Tarsus, the human occultist who lost his shadow.
I am Argon Shieldheart, Adam as well, in my off time. I'm the human cleric, and as of right now, I have a hold of the Forever Mitten.
You should really stop RPing Argon all the time.
I am Tyler, playing Morgo, the gnome necromancer.
I just build them after my own heart.
I am Josh, I'm playing Baxter Knottweiler, and I am fairly certain that the Forever Mitten does not belong in Argon's hands.
So, I would like, before we start, Chris, when I get that thing off, my very first immediate reaction is try and put my hand in it. Like, that is how quick that motion is happening.
That's my reaction as well.
My reaction is I got
four minions around. Well, I got five.
I know you do. I'm just letting you know, like, as soon as that thing comes off, my hand is going for that motherfucker.
Vic's going to try to grab it. Argon's trying to put his hand in it.
I'm going to try and stop Argon from putting his hand in it.
Okay.
My minions are trying to pull it away from him.
All right.
Keep his hand out of it and just, you know, take it to me. You know?
You are fighting four people.
Everybody, give me a dexterity roll.
Are you sure it's not strength while I'm trying to shove
sure,
my hand in?
100% it's not strength.
Like, I feel like I'd be like muscling through all of this.
Well, I'm assuming you're trying to dodge them from grabbing it.
Yeah, well, I'm not holding.
Well, you know what? Then you can do a strength roll.
All right, sweet.
So, dex for me is still, even though it's skeletons.
I'll give you a plus two because of all your skeletons.
Okay, 19.
Is it plus level?
Yeah.
16.
7.
19.
Ooh, motherfucker, matching me on.
Yeah.
Is that a roll-off?
Highest natural dex.
Roll-off.
Strength roll instead off. Of half. Just straight 20s?
Just straight 20s.
Nothing added?
Nothing added.
You can roll your gay 20s, too.
I always laugh at that.
And your curious 20s.
Fabulous, they might work.
What about my trans
6.
Point?
Roll them.
13!
Damn it! Fuck!
Yeah, you rolled a 6. I got a 13.
All right, so I like to think of this like you're going to stick your hand in there, and like a skeletal hand pops up, like kind of like a blocks it, and another one just bats it away, and it lands right in front of Morgo.
And I pick it up, and I have my skeletons stand as the wall in front of me, like, you know, they kind of come over my way.
Yeah,
try to put them between me and you guys. I don't put it on yet, but I'm like, all right, hold on. We're gonna talk about this for
a
second.
All right. Listen,
so
like you.
All of the crazy shit that was going on has like died down now. The guy's still laying there, like he's still awake.
I backhanded.
Oh, I turned around. Oh no, I'm actually as much as I want to kill him.
I'll hold him.
I'm infatuated
with
the gauntlet.
You guys are not killing my shadow.
I'm gonna backhand him and restrain him.
No, he's restrained. He's fucking ancient.
Yeah,
he has no power.
I do it out of his posterity. I rolled a 19.
Okay, so you
hit him.
You hit him. You hit some good.
Okay.
All right, Morgo. What's going on? What happened?
What
so you guys,
is, like, I'm holding this gauntlet.
Is he the DM now? Now that he has the gauntlet?
No, I'm gonna say like so. The world slowly kind of like warps back in, and you're sitting in the room you guys were eventually in. The old man's like on the ground. I think like Baxter's maybe over him with his hand raised, like you know, like flinching. I'm hit you. Yeah, you know, like Hertz donut style.
So I'm holding it, and I'm just sitting there. At this point, I guess, you know, Bonesy's over by me, and I'm, like, peeking around his legs.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Calm down, everybody. We're going to figure this out. So.
It's pretty simple. Do the right thing.
Or.
That, for me, that's to use this.
Or, listen, I got a wicked idea. Player number two. Oh, A, I really want it. I don't know if I can talk into that or not. My
no, you can't.
Pretty fucking garbage. However, I will let you use it and side with you if I can be in charge of getting new recruits.
He just wants to stab.
He just wants to stab people.
Listen,
he wouldn't need you. He would
really
need
like
you.
Make him deaf. Make him deaf.
I mean, I could.
And you would have a wicked war cleric
on
your side.
How about this? Baxter, what do you want if I use this?
I want no innocence to suffer.
Okay.
Mick,
what do you want?
Take that as literally as you want. Take that as literally as you want.
Mick, what do you want?
I offer a solution.
What's your solution?
You turn him into the spirit of death.
Which one? The old guy or
No, this Argo. Motherfucking weirdo here who just wants to stab
everything's
speak.
Normal.
Our,
which, in then which case
our
you
murder
have...
hobo.
The spirit of death in your pocket.
Turn our murder hobo into death. So he doesn't hurt anyone. He's just actually killing people that need to be taken.
Also,
make
listen,
prote-
I'm gonna,
make
I'm
me
gonna,
the opposite. Make me the protector.
I'm going to come out and come clean. That would actually also get me out of the not-so-sweet deal I got with the Diabolist.
True, true.
It doesn't even have to be a Diabolist.
Yeah.
I mean, we are in complete control.
I could go kill
I
her.
I just want my kingdom.
Morgo.
We know that.
Morgo.
And I'm what? Down with that.
Yeah.
I support your kingdom, yeah. Morgo.
Morgo, you make me a holy protector. Maybe make me a little bit smarter. I'm allowed. I'll allow it.
You know, you're so dumb. Do you know you want to be smart?
That's a, no, I don't know.
It's a curse.
Does the dog know it wants to talk?
Well, he's not a dog anymore.
He's
a human.
I bet you're dog level intelligence.
Yes, you're right.
Dogs are pretty smart, man.
Yeah, but
does
not
a dog
that smart? They have right.
If I decide to use this, am I gonna have to roll some shit?
No, I want
it
like
beyond rolling shit.
So here's what's gonna happen.
This is the end game, guys.
Unless anybody's gonna try to take it from him.
No,
you guys are gonna decide how you change existence. Are you changing existence? Existence.
Yeah.
Are you gonna create a whole? Are you starting a whole new age?
No.
Are you rewriting what's there? How does this go down?
It would be a new age in the sense that
start.
I get my damn kingdom, but nothing else necessarily changes.
So what does that mean? You get your kingdom?
Really, I just want to kill the Lich King and take over his spot.
So do that.
Wait, that's all you want?
That's
I'll just turn his kingdom into my kingdom.
Whoa, you're thinking small taters here, right?
I was thinking the whole world operating under your your system of, of rule.
Wait
where,
a second.
Where we
hold
have
on,
the dead.
This, it's kind of like I'm holding the gauntlet with one hand.
We
and
all
then
explain
I'm,
this
I'm
to
rubbing
you.
The pot, like I'm rubbing my hands together,
I want
but one
socialism.
Hand is the gauntlet. I'm just like, wait a minute, this is a good point.
So,
yeah, you're right. I was thinking a little small.
Baxter's his main point
start
is the 14th make
fucking
your
age.
Make your age as much as you want.
Mm.
Make me a guardian, and no innocents are harmed.
The sun will never rise on Morgo's kingdom.
Set.
No, never set.
No, rise because he deals with the dead. It's dark and spooky.
But no, it's normal.
Dead.
It's a normal world.
I
just
have
the dead
two
do the
requests.
Work. What's your request?
I would like 2 gems. After you've completed your kingdom.
I was kind of thinking of making it and then destroying all of them.
Actually, I will be out of your hair. That's what I want. I want to go...
away.
I want to go explore other worlds.
I want to leave this madness.
I want to go to Kokomo.
I want
to
go to Kokomo.
I want to go where everybody knows my name.
Bahama. Well,
come on,
item number
Shadow.
One on the agenda. We're going to make a Kokomo. Maybe not.
Margaritaville.
So I guess I'll put it on. I guess I'll put it on for now and kind of.
So you put it on and like all the hair, if you have hair on your skin, stands. You feel just this enormous power course through you.
High five. You know that feeling when you take some.
No, I'm not gonna high five him.
Come on, sweet high five.
I don't trust you.
I'm 100% on your
Vic,
side.
Do you
on
want
this
your
one.
Shadow back?
I would like a shadow. I mean, it would be cool to have one that I could talk to again.
Then I'll.
I want to become a traveler. A traveler of worlds.
Snap my fingers
like a,
and
like a
force
walker,
the old
a
guy
walker
back
planes.
Into a shadow.
All right. Old guy planes. Is now you back to Victarsus' shadow.
Be a planes
but.
Walker.
I was wondering if Tyler's going to fucking pay attention.
I've been
I was
listening.
Like, Tyler, catch it.
I'm
Tyler,
listening.
Catch it.
So, old guy is now back in Victarsus' shadow. He is his shadow.
Is there a way I can lock... you know what? Fuck it. I have the gauntlet. I lock him there.
That's
he
fine.
He can't make himself a person again.
Can Done. He communicate with Garrett?
Yes, he can.
Or he can. Whatever.
I need a homie.
That's I guess that's
like,
true.
Do you just talk to your shadow? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he's my
then.
Traveling buddy.
Yeah. So, no, he's still a shadow permanently. He's just a shadow that communicates.
Yeah, that works for me. Right, whatever works for him. For? Whatever he wants. This is the way, you know, test out the gauntlet. See what I can do.
Are you going to change his personality at all?
I don't
know.
Do you
change the reality
change
of the shadow so it's actually something you like?
No.
Yes,
exactly so the same as he was?
Exactly all right. The
listen,
same.
Listen, opposites attract. They'll grow to love each other.
Fucking malcontent.
Or he'll be angry forever
a,
that he didn't get the gauntlet.
Fucking sitcom.
I know.
Shady in the occultist.
In sliders. Like
so.
Fantasy sliders.
Dude, that's exactly
do
what
Argon
I want.
Do Argon next there, buddy.
Argon.
You know what up, dog?
Make your requests.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, big fan of the murder, not gonna lie. I would like to get out of this shitty pact with the, with the Diabolist. And to be honest, I always kind of liked you because you dealt with the dead. So I'll fucking be your number two.
Then, you know what? I know exactly what I'm going to do to you.
Uh-oh. I'll be deaf.
This is a monkey's paw scenario because you caused us a lot of trouble here.
Listen, I never peed on you. You were my buddy.
That's not what I'm talking about. But so I guess what I want to do to him, what I want to do to him is give him exactly what he wants. Make him, if you want to be the personification of death, fine. But you can't cause unnatural death.
You give me one every 100 years.
All right, I can I can't do that. You get to kill whoever you want, but only at when the end of their natural lifespan when they would die that
when
way.
When their lifetime is over.
Yeah.
So if someone's getting stabbed,
can kill so many people. Just decide, I'm going to kill that guy. Because he wasn't fated to die yet.
Funny story.
What about like Final Destination, where he can like alter, like can he make a rock slide kill a guy on a mountain?
No. Okay, maybe.
Like you said, it has to be. It can't be an unnatural death, right?
Yeah.
Natural disasters are.
Well, I mean, like
killers.
When I say unnatural death, I mean like you can't just be walking down the street and decide, oh, it's time for him to die. Boop boop, shank him, like that. Nah.
Funny story. I can't kill him then. But I'll get them eventually.
Yeah, get them eventually. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Exactly. Ooh. It'll always get there eventually.
You're saying I'm going to spend eternity playing the long con?
Yes.
You are the long con.
I am.
You become the long con.
Hell yeah. High
five. You are the joke.
I still don't high five you. Maybe one of my skeletons high fives you.
I'll take it for now. Maybe one day you'll trust me enough for a sweet high five.
Well then, Baxter, what did you want?
I want to be the righteous protector of the innocents and adjudicator. I want to be, if he's natural death, I want to be the specter.
So are we gonna meet it like once a year for a drink just to talk about work?
I'm trying to think of how that would.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What exactly I would give them?
And pee on each other.
Yeah. Well, I guess whatever you have pictured.
You could make
Tyler. I will shortcut this
14th icon.
You could make him a new icon.
No, that's what I'm saying. I will.
So, hang on. 13 age, 13 icons. 14th age, 14 icons.
Just because I don't want to.
He's the protector.
Haggle back and forth exactly what you get. You use the Mind Stone, picture exactly what you want in your mind.
Yeah, I'm showing you exactly what I want.
Then, boom, you're the 14th icon.
Cool. I'm Ivan Rice's specter. The giant one who wants Hal Jordan back.
Yeah. And then I guess, I don't know
what
if
I want to. What do you make Chris?
What?
What do you make Chris?
Nothing, motherfucker.
Nothing.
Surprise!
Now I pull a Grant Morrison fourth wall breaking. Wait. And I start talking directly to the D. No.
I have one final request.
What?
For my last chosen murder, let me kill the Diabolist. No. Ah. The Crusader, because I feel betrayed by him.
He didn't even show up.
None of them did anything to you. And besides, you're out of their reach anyways.
I am kind of above him now. That's a good point.
Yeah, outside their reach. So,
yeah, fuck off. I'm good with death.
The thing I'm a little iffy on is exactly how I should change and make my kingdom.
Wait, you're going to give me those gems, right?
Maybe. Which one? Which ones do you want?
Space and time.
Do not give
not
him
reality?
Time.
What?
You want to walk planes, right? Go to other worlds?
Yeah.
Not reality?
I would think that would be the space gem.
I don't know the lore of these gems.
You're
the one wearing them.
Yes, that's true.
So reality you can literally shape.
I would like to be an eternal wanderer.
Space and time is good for that.
Yeah.
Time would not be the best idea because then he could go back and erase all of this.
What? Yeah.
Would I? This is
something
I trust
him well
wanted.
Enough. I trust him
I
well
wanted
enough.
This.
Then I guess the only thing I would do from there, well, two things. Immediately kill the Lich King.
Right on.
Maybe just, you know what, here.
No innocents need to be
I'll leave
here.
You guys with this. I will snap my fingers, and wherever you guys want to be, you are. Like, to begin your lives. And I'm in front of the Lich King. And I just kill him. Straight up, kill him.
Just like, how? What's it look like?
I want to say I wither him, but, Oh, here we go. You ever see, you watch Adventure Time?
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm an adult.
There's a... It's a great show.
It's a great show.
The Lich King.
I'm not high enough to watch. Like, I tried to watch it one time. Like, I'm not on enough drugs to get this.
So there's a Lich King in that.
I get it. Like, it looks awesome, but.
Yeah. Lich King is in that. He's this crazy big skeleton guy. And
yeah.
At one point when they beat him, It's in this weird cosmic world where there's this like white goo that it's like restorative. It heals people. And he reaches out to try to kill Finn, and Finn throws some of it on him. And it touches him, and he starts to just absolutely freak out as flesh regrows on his body, like he becomes alive. So I turn the Lich King back to a living being.
One of the Wizard Kings.
The Wizard King now.
Yeah, back to being the Wizard King
Do that my last murder.
And then I kill him.
All right.
Aww. Just take away all of his power and then kill him.
You're getting all of them.
So do you get rid of any other icons?
No, I wouldn't. I have no personal stake against
them. I only have the one.
Where I would leave it is... So, Vic, you wanted space and time.
Yeah.
The other two don't need them.
Todd, dog, I'm dead.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, so the moral of, like, reality was very moral with Baxter, so I would take reality.
Could you trust him to not change your reality?
No, because I'm keeping that. I'm using that to change the entire world.
But I'm on your side and with you.
Yeah, but I want to use
it.
So that I can always let the dead come back and do all the work if they want as part of the tax. If they want to keep living, they can.
So Vic's taking the space and time, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody else getting the gym, or are you going to...
I'll give him reality. Just so maybe you can... if Argon over here kind of...
No, so you know how the Spectre fucking gives people nightmares before he kills them?
Yeah.
That, like, do that for the unjust.
Oh, fuck their reality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, we're totally going to work together.
Yeah, we are.
Because if I'm deaf, I'm definitely there every time you kill
someone. Oh, yeah, and then you're going to be like, fist bump, that was pretty cool. Yeah. But it's gonna be righteous every time. So like, I might go after the Crusader if he does.
I mean, that's fine. It's still a death. So yeah, I'm totally okay with
that. So that means Morgo is keeping the power.
I'll keep power and soul.
I'm sorry, soul and
power.
Power and soul.
Why power?
I power it up.
Power, soul, and mind.
Yeah, and mind.
I guess I'll keep power, soul, and mind.
Mind is a terribly, terribly dangerous one to keep, in my opinion.
Can I have it? I'm death. I'm eternal. I don't need
you. You should get rid of the mind one.
I'll take mind.
I mean, I'm deaf. I literally don't need mind.
Can free will truly exist if the mind gem exists?
That's a good point.
You don't care about that. Your kingdom.
I'll just lock it away in a vault.
Let me hide.
Nobody knows I have it.
That's what happened last time.
Let me hide mine in the afterlife so they can know the life that they lived but can't do anything about it.
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
Let me go hide mine in the afterlife.
I'll just let him out. Yeah, you have it.
Argon takes the
mind.
The mind.
All right, cool.
I feel safe because he might be able to control people, but I've already
put the
forbidden him from
our realm. Really?
He cannot change the natural course of things.
Yeah. Infect things. Yeah.
So, just so I'm clear, you're not making any changes to the existing age as it is. You're just going to become the Lich King.
Adding a new icon, replacing myself as the Lich King.
You're not going to just make the entire world under your premise.
I'm going to change the entire world. So that when people die, like I'm spreading the word. I'm not making this a secret. That I'm the new Lich King, and now anybody who wants to live after they die, you can come into my kingdom, where, well, after you die, you can everything's cared for, everything's provided for you by the dead. I mean,
everybody moves.
But
to
the
home
deal is when you die,
you join this force.
You must join this if you agree to be a part of my kingdom.
Whole world.
No, the whole world is able to do this.
They didn't choose to. Yeah.
But, like, I mean, what? The
you
deal is you can.
I was making sure. So, like, the Dragon Empire, all those people, like the Emperor, the Dwarf King, all those people still exist.
After they die, they can come to my kingdom.
That's fine. Cool. So, you replace Lich King.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to make the whole world under me because it'll get there eventually.
All right. That works. All right.
Gotta get people on my side.
Anything else?
I don't have any other changes to make.
All right.
Destroy the gauntlet itself.
Okay.
Just keep the couple stones.
Get the gems out.
Was there any gems that we're forgetting?
I didn't try to think.
No, there's
mind, power. Yeah, you got space and time.
I
got reality, mind, and then I got soul and power. There you go. That's all of them. All
right.
Those two.
So you do your thing. You grant your powers. What does everybody's character... Like, what's the last thing that everybody gets a glimpse of your characters as we fade out of here and credits start to roll?
I step out onto the balcony of my castle, suspiciously looking like the Vatican. I do one more thing. I bring Bramble back to life and let him live in the woods.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Instead of riding him around, I'm just riding around on whatever.
What happens if you're using the former Lich King's body?
No. Yeah, why don't you ride around on Bodhisattva's body?
He's not big enough.
He's not.
Dude, the Lich King isn't big enough. I'm pretty sure Lich King's pretty tall.
He's just a human.
He is.
I'd imagine he's like a bee-sized human, though.
Yeah, you control all of reality. You could make it bigger if you really fucking needed to.
Yeah, I guess that's true. No, but I like the idea of him already being dead, because the undead in my kingdom have free will, kind of. Yeah. I don't want to give him that. I don't want to live with that.
All right.
I want to let him be dead, like, so I never have to worry about it.
So is this skeletons? Is it like rotted flesh? What is it like?
It begins at your state of death and goes down to a skeleton.
The preservation process.
Where is your kingdom at? Is it on the island?
The Lich King's kingdom.
The Necropolis?
A Necropolis?
Yeah.
And Omen.
I've taken over Omen too.
I changed it up.
But anyways, last thing you'll see is him coming out on the balcony that I've changed to look vaguely like the Vatican with a big square.
Yeah.
Riding again on the shoulders of a big skeleton.
Okay.
Whatever one wanted to have that job.
A dragon skeleton.
No, because I like walking on or being on somebody's head.
What about a dragonborn skeleton?
Hey, that's actually pretty good. Dragonborn skeleton wearing the most gaudy pope robes you've ever seen in your life.
Gold.
I've always had that, but it's just bigger. Yeah, like the hat the size of me. Large.
Yeah.
Like a cape that, like I'm sitting on his shoulders, but it drapes all the way down my ride's body. So
that
it looks like he
staff
has a cape.
It looks like the Riddler's question mark staff.
Yeah,
just
like a big staff where I guess I would have the gems there.
Is it
so
a staff that's long enough that when you go like this to kind of rest it?
Now it is.
It rests all the way past the person you ride on.
Yeah.
It's like your walking cane. You just get the motion even though he walks.
And I'm just hold my hands up, and my whole kingdom there loves me, or at least
do they? Are they cheer? I'm assuming they don't cheer because they don't have vocal cords because they're skeletons.
It's magic. But they clack.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's even better. We got like a. There's some living people. There's a lot of living people that have joined.
Okay.
There's some half rotted, just kind of gargling, just skeletons just like rattling their bones together and clacking their jaws.
Like maracas.
They just shake.
Alright, so we fade out from this noise, and who do we focus on next when the camera
Argon.
Comes up?
No, I am deaf. I'm going last.
Okay. Then Vic.
I'm actually coming back for a visit.
Alright.
I'm gonna come back and thank Morgo for his gift.
No problem.
Where have you been?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
We get like a montage of all the different places you've gone.
Yeah, yeah, like stuff through like that. Some thick. I'm really just searching for new magic. That's my occult research has driven me to the ends of the earth to search out different forms of magic, in whatever form it can take on different planes.
All right.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Come back and thank Morgo and look exactly the same, like nothing has changed at all. Haven't aged a day. My clothes aren't
time
any.
Time always keep you exactly the same.
Bingo.
All right, who's next?
I'll go next.
All right.
So we cut to outside, just outside the city the Shadowport city.
Okay.
And you see a cloaked, pale-skinned figure
I say goodbye
looking
and bring
down
everybody
the city.
Into my realm.
Are you done?
Shh. No.
Okay.
Someone's trying to talk. All right, I'm now.
Have some respect.
Put some respect on me.
So you see a cloaked figure looking down on the city of Shadowport. He's got pale skin. And then we flash inside a larger building, and there's a pit. And in the pit are fucking pit bulls fighting.
All right.
And then this cloaked figure is up in the rafters looking down at someone who you assume is running the pit bull fight. We flash again, and the guy is now tucking away the pit bulls into a cage and going to get another one. And this cloaked figure comes up and says, Chucky Saul. And then he says, your angel of death awaits. And then I switch and I make him a pit bull. And make him go through the fight. And he gets killed. And then the specter has judged you. And then
out
to the next one.
All right. Then we fade on finally on Argon.
He's
just jerking in the bathroom.
Shit.
Needle still in his arm.
Oh, I was ready for you. Sorry.
A No, I totally. I just thought that. I mean, I know you'll eventually die. I thought Garrett eventually
died.
I'm not
dying.
I'm immortal.
I'm immortal. I'm the Lich King now.
Oh, I'm the Spectre. I'm an icon.
Yeah,
none of us are gonna die.
I was really gonna try and
monkey's
go for
paw. I got you, motherfucker.
I was gonna go for an emotional, like I've traveled around taking everybody into the afterlife, and I finally come back and visit you on your last day and be like, "You've had your lifetime."
The end of the universe, maybe.
Entropy.
Who knows? I mean,
the heat death of the universe, and he comes a calling.
Well, man, it's time.
Nah, that's me.
So yeah, I mean, I continue my travels around not just this realm or plane, but all of them. But I always make it a point to.
You go around rolling 20s on DM's dice to kill player characters.
Pretty much.
Nice.
You know what it felt like for Bramble to die.
Yeah. Although I still enjoy death, it has definitely elevated itself to a more sacred thing now that I know. I mean, you could say now that I know both sides, like it's
all right.
You've had your time. It is over. Like, it is time to move on. No, you cannot go back to say goodbye to anybody. Get to getting.
This it, bitch.
Yeah. All
right. You're never going to pass the mantle?
No, absolutely not.
Do you ever show up to any of my kills?
Yeah, I have to. It's work.
Of course.
Are you ever impressed by how creative
gave him that degen wish?
Yeah, sometimes I do. Me and Baxter actually become rather close.
We meet up for coffee.
Yeah, once a
great. I'm there.
What's on your docket for the day? Ah, well, I got
sadly,
about 60.
I never see my friend Argon again.
So
yeah, you never see Baxter no more either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I would still. I mean, because I'm gonna come check in on him as well.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
still walk.
People
the physical
die
world.
In my kingdom all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm an apparition, but I affect the physical world.
Because I travel through planes and all of existence, I definitely check in on you, Vic, quite a bit. But more so to see just when I finally get to bring you over to my side. It's like,
ain't happening.
Still wandering. All right, well, what have you been up to?
How you been, you fucking cocksucker?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just one of these days, I'm going to get you.
It's like, let's go get a drink. But one day, it'll be the last time we get a drink.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
And then
it ain't gonna happen.
We have a good guffaw.
And then it's all freeze frame credits.
Yeah.
Into the sunset.
And that is gonna be the end of the 13th Age game. Thank you everyone for listening.
And actually the end of the 13th Age.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
It is. Well, it's gonna keep going, but
started the 14th.
So that's true. So my plan for this going forward is if we do another 13th Age actual play thing with Comics Brew. The next game is going to take place in this world that we just created.
Oh, shit.
Hell
so
yeah.
So everything that just got established is going to be canon for that world.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
Tyler,
you're
and that's even if I don't end up running it, I will give these notes to people.
Your campaign's on hold. We're doing this next.
But that's definitely something that would be kind of interesting to have you guys set up the next world that potentially got played in. So,
yeah. I love it, Chris.
So,
I love it.
That's it. Thanks everyone for listening. We're not going to end now, but I just want to say thanks.
Is it crazy? This was our most popular play series.
It was.
It's good. Really
it was. It was. Yeah. I had the idea of keeping it to 12, but I didn't.
Was this like 22, 23?
26.
26. I felt it would have been a little too rushed if we only did 15. Like, I felt we would have to hop around too much and.
Just really railroad.
Yeah, that's the thing. It worked with like Dungeon World, like Powered by the Apocalypse games, because it's very reactionary and kind of going. But for these, I kind of wanted to draw it out a little bit more and give us and explore a little bit more and
let the story simmer. Yeah.
Dude, it fucking wasn't until like the third episode that I was like, oh shit, I think I know what Chris is doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and then it was like the fourth or fifth episode is like, oh yeah, this is what we're doing.
So yeah, my
that was awesome.
Obviously one of the. With us doing Comics Brew, and it's very comic book themed, I wanted to try to take like a classic comic book story and twist it to make a little bit more sense for a fantasy story. Just kind of recreate it or give like a spin on it.
So does that mean that when we do 14th Age, we're doing Civil War and it's just a constant PvP session?
I mean, I don't know.
Between you and me?
we split sides.
Friends, right? And then we have...
I'm talking about with our new characters.
I don't know. We'll see. But yeah.
Are you on death side?
I mean, that's kind of the thing of... Looking at a lot of that stuff of... You know, wanting to make it very video game themed. And obviously, Infinity War is... I thought it'd be... To me... It was going to be,
themed, right?
comic book theme, sorry. It'd be interesting to see exactly just what people would do with that kind of power. It really didn't time out to be time up with the Infinity War and all that stuff, but it just happened to be.
It's still a popular movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's still there.
Nonetheless, it was just kind of something that I wanted to see how 13th Age played in actual play form, because there's not a lot out there.
No, I know it worked really well.
One shot did like a couple episodes, but I don't think there's really any actual play podcasts out there that do 13th Age. So I wanted to explore and see exactly what it could do, because I think it's a good system. I really do. I think of the D20 systems, it's one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love the mechanics. How it gives players control over their characters. I love the background stuff.
Yes,
I think that stuff's cool. I'm not a huge fan of the icons. I get why they're in there, but I've never. It's tough because.
Yeah,
as much as I like
political intrigue, that's really not easy.
Yeah, unless it's a game you're trying to build.
Yeah,
like it's almost too much. It puts the brakes on sometimes.
Well, like I like improv, but I feel like the 5 and 6 mechanic is just a little too improv-y for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think it just would get repetitive. Like for me, I tried to kind of build them up.
No, it's funny you bring up repetitive, because in my Garrett and Josh's home game, with the 5s that come up a lot, and even the 6s, is you do start to hear repetitive, like, I learned this. The Lich King taught me how to do this.
We had it in our game. Like, I mean, let's not be honest. Like, let's be honest, we did. Like, it was very much one of those things where it's a cool idea, and I'd read it somewhere like, hey, have the players describe how they learned. I'm like, I like that, but, I mean, at the end of the day, players aren't going to, you know, if they're tired, there's a lot of reasons why people aren't going to, they're just going to go and be like, I learned from this because of
this. I've decided to change it. I was like, if you guys get a 5 or a 6, I'll give you a bonus.
But there are other things in the book that you can do with those 5s.
Oh, absolutely. But that to me is one of those mechanics where like, that's going to break you on the system. If you can get behind it, cool. If not,
why you don't like it.
I would save them up for like the failures to a bigger moment. I don't want that failure to happen there. Especially when we're doing this, where we're not really having dungeons where it's like, oh, you spring a trap now. That would be easy to do.
Yeah.
If there's no reason for guards to come along at that point, I don't want to have guards come along. But I'll save that failure, and when you guys run into a group of people, there might be 2 extra instead of 1 kind of thing. Yeah. And that's kind of how I looked at a lot of that stuff.
I also throw, I've been throwing, if they get a 5, I'll give them a bonus that time, but then on the next one, I'll give them, a -2
on
a hit.
So, but...
like the bad bitches from last night. That was funny.
But, I think,
so ridiculous.
I think overall, I do enjoy the system. It's definitely one of the better D20 systems to me.
I think it's good for incorporating the players into the storytelling.
Absolutely.
I would agree with that.
I think
that
that's really the thing that it shines at. Like, allowing you... as the character creator to define a specific part of the world.
Yeah.
Like,
you walk into this, you're coming up to the gates of the city. What do they look like?
Well, not only that, just your one unique thing. That is literally something that nothing else in the whole world can have. Like, and that can totally change how the game is played.
It really
makes,
my one unique thing really based, how my character played the rest of the time.
What was your one unique thing? I don't think you ever told
us. Yeah, you never told us Argon's one unique thing.
I think I was the only cleric that was addicted to killing.
It was something...
Oh, no, I was the last living member of a group of elite spies for the Crusader.
Ah.
So.
And I was tainted by the Diabolist, and I had gotten a taste of murder.
Is that what happened with the thing?
Yes. Which I was actually surprised didn't come back up.
I
was totally planning on cutting all my arm off.
I had it planned, depending on what you guys... what route you went. But... honestly, for the sake of time, just kind of keeping everything in there, I didn't know how fulfilling it could have been to just kind of cap that off.
Yeah, there was also something, there's an idea that me and Chris had with this that I thought would have been really good if Chris or I edited the show, but since Josh did, we weren't really able to explore it as...
Yeah.
You could totally have if you just glued me
in. It would have been a lot more work. I think it worked out really well the way it did, but it was going to be a lot of, we go to stay the night at a town, and then Chris and I have a private session for that night.
That is fine.
And then you guys wake up and the innkeep's dead, or somebody's missing, or... We definitely could have done it, but it would have been a little bit more involved, and I think it played out better the way it did.
I like doing those. So it would have
been fun. Think it would have been the timing thing of when we could have gotten together to do it, so... Yeah.
Oh, you could have just done it on the day and kicked this out.
Yeah,
and we did a couple times, but...
So it was funny as hell listening to them.
Yeah.
That was the thing, too. It's just, as the episodes would have released and you heard these things that me and Chris played, like, you would know, but your character wouldn't, and then you've got that weird dichotomy of, like, well,
you couldn't metagame it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, I don't think I literally closed my ears when you got the thing, so I had no idea about it the whole time.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Like, because nobody really said anything about it the rest of the...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely, it's tough to have the idea in mind and try to get a nice payoff for everybody. For
No, absolutely.
Well, I'm good.
Every hook can't have a payoff.
Yeah, originally I was going to have the Crusader be the big bad. But then once Vic brought in a shadow thing, I was like, oh, well, duh, that, where I'm going to make the shadow the former like archmage that had all these gems. And then bada bing, bada boom, I got my bad guy there. Like, yeah, there we go.
He's been there the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
a sweet trope.
And I didn't even see coming, and I thought that was a great little hook as a player that you threw in here for this last episode.
Yeah, I thought the gnome was, from the beginning, because he had the case, I was like, oh, that's a great way to do Thanos. He's a gnome. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because I was still assuming that the guy with purple eyes, the human with purple eyes, was the guy.
Was just because Thanos had purple skin? And
No, because human originally came with the space stone and took us out.
And remember, you stabbed that guy?
Yeah.
And that was your first stabby?
Yeah.
That was your first stabby.
My very first stabby.
I know.
I thought that for time was stopped. Stone for always.
Oh, okay.
And so this gnome, when he happened to have
purple
the
eyes.
Case. No. And I thought he had the case and the fucking gauntlet. I was like, that's Thanos.
Oh, because it's actually
holding. I thought it'd be interesting to make one of like the gems trying to hunt his friends
that's
down.
Fun,
I thought that would be. I thought it was kind of a nicer.
One of the gems actually agreed with the big bad.
Yeah, like I don't want to be. I hate being part of this world. Like I want to bring you back so you can change it, and then I can go back to not being part
it's
of
very
it.
Very cipher from the Matrix of you. Very.
There we go. I like the system. I thought the game went really well.
The combat system, I think, is my favorite. I think this is my favorite combat
system. Yeah. I'm excited to play a couple other systems that I know are coming up. But so far,
to be completely fair, this and Dungeons & Dragons are the only D20 RPGs that I've played. Mm. I've played, like, Vampire or White Wolf, I think it was.
Yeah, Vampire the Masquerade or Redemption.
Yeah, yep. I think it was a form of Redemption, but I'm not sure. We weren't necessarily vampires.
Yeah.
But I played that, which wasn't D20 based, and I played a little bit of Shadowrun, but like you said, easily the best D20 system.
The escalation die is my favorite thing.
I do like the escalation die as well. So I've also played, as far as D20s go, I've played this, 3.5, 5e.
Savage World.
Savage Worlds.
We also played...
Well, Savage Worlds isn't a D20, but...
No, I know.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tabletops.
Tabletops in general.
I could have sworn it was a D20.
No.
Was not a big fan of Savage World, to be honest.
You know, once they updated the rule system a little bit better, it's a lot funner to play.
I think at the time
that they updated it, we should have been playing with
you. We should have, but I didn't know they did that update.
I liked the story that we built out of Savage World. Yeah. I did not like the system, though.
Plus, I shouldn't have given you guys a level every time. You're supposed to level up a lot slower in that game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that made it...
We did that also in, what, like 6 or 8 episodes total?
No, yeah.
That one's 12.
Is it 12?
They're like 12, 12, and then 26.
Yeah. That's what, okay.
So I think out of the systems we played, this is probably my favorite system. I like Savage Worlds, but it's tough. Worlds in Peril was okay to me.
That's the one.
Yeah,
I wasn't a huge fan of it.
Neither was I.
I thought the superhero one?
Yeah, I felt a lot of it was kind of weird at points. I didn't really think it out all the way through to me.
Some of the funniest shit, though.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
So, like, me having... I'm a termite. Like, that was funny. And, like, the
still a
magician.
Huge fan of me busting out of the SUV as it skids sideways and just... pulling out a pocket table, throwing it down, and pick a card.
I'll probably never forget about the Lunch Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Or the chip vans.
Oh, yeah.
One full of Doritos, the other full of...
What was the breakfast?
The Breakfast Ranchero.
The Breakfast Ranchero.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a Lunch hobo Lincoln. That had a junkyard.
One
and, like, he would cook breakfast on the hood of...
whatever dirty-ass car I had.
I enjoyed my villains in that were all vape flavors.
I thought that was so good.
Like, one of the guys made a vape mech.
That's awesome. One of them controlled, like...
Controlled
like
vape.
Yeah, he would basically like spit out smoke and control the vape smoke. Oh, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
pretty awesome. Yeah,
the Baller Boys or something like that?
I think so. I made them based all like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And then we used, we actually used Boston as the map, didn't we?
Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. So like the city of Chicago's Google map was our world map, which was really fucking cool.
Yeah, it was. We found a junkyard for Tyler.
Yep, Tyler was the electric hobo.
Hunted down a junkyard
or the electric bum.
So, Tyler's...
Crack skitter across the ceiling.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my God. Tyler's names have always been really creative until this one.
Until Morgo?
No, until Bramble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting something punny.
See, I really like Buster.
That was my favorite name.
I like the names I've been coming up with recently, to be honest with you.
I mean, the electric bum was entirely so I could have E-Bum's World.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Wow! That's fucking great.
That's pretty
great. No, I really enjoyed the characters that were E-Bum's created in this game. I like that, Josh, like, you really embodied your character very well.
You did.
You got really, really into it. And like, having a paladin is always a challenge for a group.
A group. Oh, my God, dude.
But it was cool. I liked the way you did it. It's just...
I'm sorry to keep tattling on, like, I don't think I'm smart enough to do this.
No, it plays great. The character.
Yeah, no, I was like, Vic, great, I love dude. That, like, you had that focus on knowledge and just, like, you were constantly nervous and kind of like, what the fuck is going on? Why are we doing this? Like, you tried to be the voice of reason through it all. Like, I thought that was good. Argon, you were just random as fuck.
A wild card.
You were the Charlie of every group, and that was great.
I play characters that I want to have fun with.
Exactly. You know? I know, that's like, great. Tyler, I legitly felt bad about killing Bramble.
This is okay. It happened.
But Morgo, Morgo was so... I think Morgo was by far the better choice.
Turns out, it turned out great. Works for me.
I'm glad we did not listen to the fans and pick, Sword Mage.
Nah, fuck Sword Mage.
Yeah. So... but yeah, thanks everyone for listening again. It's been a lot of fun. I think the plan next was for Tyler to run a superhero game, but I'm not going to put him on the spot for that because
this will obviously come out after the last regular episode of Comics Crew.
Yeah, so Comics Crew has said goodbye.
Yeah. We'll probably do something, but we don't know when.
But I definitely think we will. Yeah. Like, I'd confidently say yes.
I imagine for sure we've already said this, but we'll come back for Avengers 4.
Yeah. Big movies. Because
there's a lot set up.
But if you listen to Last Comics Brew, you kind of know what's happening anyways. Just be prepared. There will be new content.
Thanks for riding on this one. This one was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I guess we
got to meet the creators of this game, too.
Yeah,
we did.
That
was also fucking
wild. That was dope. So... Yeah. Weird, weird world.
And
so.
It's on the playlist. If you're on the SoundCloud, it's on the playlist. It's part of the fucking epic that is Comics Who Plays the 13th Age.
We did it.
I want to say thank you to Chris for building this whole fucking
thing. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys had fun.
Chris, I can honestly say this is probably one of the funnest campaigns I've played in.
I thank you.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
So. It had an actual story arc, which I liked, and it was less just crawling through dungeons.
I don't like dungeon crawls. Yeah. I'm going to put that out there. I think they're boring as shit, and I get really irritated with players during them.
Every once in a while.
No, man.
Like every once in a blue moon. I've played enough.
It's like, oh, we got in a fight. We're going to sleep again. Like every 8 hours. It's like, no, you can. No. Okay, you're going to spend a week in this dungeon when it should have taken you like a day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Bad things are going to happen because of that. I got really tired of doing those. So.
Yeah.
I realize. This is probably a detriment to me. I don't focus on a lot of places. Like when I don't focus on individual places when I play. I like to do like big, almost globe trotting ones. Mm-hmm. Like World in Peril was to an extent. Yeah, you guys went to a lot of places,
but it was just in Chicago.
Yeah, like this one, you guys were everywhere. It wasn't just focused on like you're in this area here.
Get to know it
exactly. Yeah. And so I think. That's something I need to work on.
Microcosms?
Just building areas, like smaller areas around instead of just like, oh, now we're going over here. Oh, nope, now we're going over here. So.
Yeah, it's a problem I had,
but
too.
But you're doing a big adventure. Like, for me, that it feels like it's okay with 13th Age because you're telling these big, sweeping adventures. So, that's just me, though. So
a game like Shadowrun, it definitely wouldn't work like that.
Exactly.
You know? It'd be much harder.
Or Blades in the Dark or anything like that where you're focusing on a city. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, again, all said, thanks. All
thanks,
that shit.
Chris.
So.
Thanks, players. You guys definitely put up with a lot of shit. It was great.
Yeah,
thanks
it was good,
everybody
though.
That helped vote for
my favorite
Tyler
character.
Not being a sword mage. And we'll see you guys in the near future.
Peace out.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.